This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. President Obama got good marks for his first 100 days in office from many observers and analysts, but not from Cindy Sheehan.
I know many people voted for Obama because it was a rejection of the Bush regime. And what the Obama administration is doing is just following the status of forces agreement that was made between the Bush regime and the Iraqi puppet government. And many Iraqis oppose that agreement because it is too slow and it's not a complete withdrawal. And, you know, John McCain was right when he said that our troops could be there for 50 or 100 years.
Sheehan, who famously sought to confront President Bush after her son Casey was killed while serving with the Army in Sadr City, Iraq, is also alarmed by the aggressive military stance the new administration is taking toward the Taliban in Pakistan.
You have to make the radical movements illegitimate. And what we're doing by our military actions is legitimizing them and making them more popular in their countries. So, of course, we have to withdraw our military forces. Even President Karzai is calling for the same thing, to give his country space for some kind of political reforms.
World events and federal actions continue to call for a concerted and organized critical response, Sheehan says. And those who opposed the war in Iraq previously must continue to do so now.
The anti-war or pro-peace movement has to have integrity and clarity of vision. We called for a complete and rapid withdrawal from Iraq under George Bush, and we should be calling for that under Barack Obama also.
But Sheehan also believes the existing peace movement in this country will have to regroup before it can be truly effective.
It seems that we have a pretty pitiful movement going on right now. A lot of the anti-war organizations on a national level have been co-opted by the Democratic Party, and we didn't see any widespread demonstrations around the 6th anniversary of the war because of that. So what I think we have to do on even a more local and grassroots basis is to start doing very aggressive counter-recruitment to prevent our children from joining the military and being misused by the U.S. military-industrial complex.
Such a re-energized movement could also help rebuild America's image abroad, Sheehan suggests, by pushing for more constructive policies in numerous areas beyond military actions.
Most of the rest of the world are very aware that the U.S. is a military and corporate empire, and they don't want our military bases on their soil. They don't want globalization that is choking off any kind of fair trade or any kind of workers' rights.
That ideal and strategies for pursuing it are the subject of Sheehan's deliberately provocative new book, Myth America: 10 Greatest Myths of the Robber Class and the Case for Revolution. It's published online only, available through her website, CindySheehansSoapbox.com. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.